Malachi 3, 8 through 10, and 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 2, teaches the importance of giving to God's church as God has given to us. See the appendix, Study, Serve, and Give. In summary, every member should understand that a disciple is a follower of Christ. The four D's of discipleship, the key verse is Luke 9:23, are 1. Decision, 2. Denial of self, 3. Daily dedication, and 4. Divine directions. Every member is expected to be familiar with discipleship and strive to at least study, serve, and give. Notice that information is all in italics. So the review question asks, a disciple is a blank of Jesus Christ, and the key verse is blank. In those blanks, you should put follower. A disciple is a follower of Jesus Christ, and the key verse is Luke 9:23. Luke 9:23 goes in the second blank. The second question asks, the four D's of discipleship are 1. Decision, 2. Denial of self, 3. Daily dedication, and 4. Divine directions. And then the third question asks, even though there are many divine directions to follow, every member is expected to at least blank, blank, and blank. The first one is study, the second blank is serve, and the third blank is give. Study, serve, and give. Now, the appendix article on study, serve, and give reads as follows. The pastor wants every member registered in a Bible study, a ministry group, and committed to tithing as soon as possible. Follow-up workers will diligently encourage members to study, serve, and give. Feel free to contact your pastor with any concerns you may have. Every member needs to strive to be a regular student in Bible study, Sunday school, Wednesday Bible study, etc., in addition to daily home study. Please register, just sign in at least one of the study groups as soon as possible. Every member has a service or a ministry to perform. Find something for your hands to do. If what you believe God would have you to do is not available here, contact your pastor or designated person about possibly starting a new ministry. Choirs, ushers, and the traditional church ministries are important, but please be sensitive to God's leading you in other areas as well. If you need help finding your place of service, please call your pastor's office. Every believer should serve by inviting and trying to bring loved ones to church and Christ. Every believer should serve by striving to worship God in ways that edify or build up others. Every believer should serve by striving to demonstrate love towards the rest of the church family. Tithing is giving 10% of your gross income to the support of God's work at the church. For example, if you make $350 a week, you need to pay $35 a week tithes. God wants his people to pay their tithes and give their offerings, that is, what you want to give over the tithe, because the church yet needs financial support as it did during the Old Testament. Christian giving is an expression of thanks for God's goodness. It will lead to you being blessed, and it will prevent some punishment in your life. Every member should strive to tithe and give a generous offering. Please use the envelopes, that is, for taxes and accountability purposes. Three reasons for having the tithers to stand are 1. To let their light shine before people so that God can be glorified. Those who do it for their own glory have their reward. A second reason, they stand to spur those who sit and rob God to join us in being a tithing church. And 3, they stand in obedience to the pastor's instructions. Please help us be a tithing church as soon as possible by being a standing tither and helping others do the same.